Hey everybody, it's Mike McCabe with Our Wisconsin Revolution. If you haven't yet had the opportunity to read the book Kiss the Ground or watch the documentary film with the same name, I highly recommend you do so. You won't be sorry you did. I recently saw the movie and found it eye-opening, thought-provoking, and hope-inspiring. It now has me reading more on the subject of how the solution to the global climate crisis is right under our feet, how soil regeneration can save our planet. Having gotten my start in life working the land and milking cows on my family's farm, the story told in Kiss the Ground makes all kinds of sense to me. I've had a front row seat allowing me to see, up close and personal, the effects of agriculture policies rooted in the philosophy that farmers have to get big or get out. Because of the industrialized agriculture these policies produce, a third of the Earth's topsoil that nourishes plant life has been lost since the 1970s. At current rates, the rest of it will be gone in 60 years. I've seen this degradation firsthand, watched it happening with my own eyes. Even if you know little or nothing about farming, the realities documented in Kiss the Ground are well worth becoming acquainted with if you are the least bit concerned about climate change. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization reports that depleted soils around the world have released 78 billion tons of carbon into the atmosphere. Healthy soils capture and store carbon. Healthy soils have the capacity to pull massive quantities of carbon out of the atmosphere. Healthy soils can prevent climate catastrophe. A central theme of Kiss the Ground that takes some time to wrap your head around is that carbon is the good guy and just needs to be kept where nature intended it to be. Both the book and the film also deal extensively with how animal grazing is integral to soil regeneration, which might seem counterintuitive to some, but makes sense once you get into the science of it. One of the stars of Kiss the Ground is North Dakota rancher Gabe Brown, a pioneer in the soil health movement. Gabe, along with his wife Shelley and son Paul, own and operate a diversified 5,000-acre operation near Bismarck that integrates animal grazing and no-till cultivation of a wide variety of cash crops and multi-species cover crops. The Browns raise all-natural grass-fed beef and lamb, as well as pastured laying hens, broilers, and swine. They grow their crops and raise their animals without the use of synthetic fertilizers, pesticides, and fungicides, and they've regenerated their land in the process. Practicing agriculture nature's way, as the Brown family is doing in North Dakota, is replicable anywhere in the world and gives farmers a way to stay on the land and be profitable without poisoning their neighbors, freeing them from the dismal choice of either getting far bigger or getting out of farming altogether. And it is also a way to break the vicious biological cycles causing climate change and eventually reverse its effects. Looking for a solution to the climate crisis? Go outside. Look down. You are standing on it. For Our Wisconsin Revolution, I'm Mike McCabe.